Hey guys, I'm Rose.
And I'm Ellen.
And you're listening to And They Were Roommates. Oh my god, they were roommates.
Hey guys.
Hi guys.
We took a little bit of a break, but you know, self-care.
It's midterms.
Yeah.
What?
It's midterms. We deserve it. But speaking about self-care and taking time for yourself, we have a very exciting
vacation,
I guess. What's next week, Rose?
Spring break.
Yeah! So, we are finally going on spring break, and then we come back, and it's the final countdown to the end of our freshman year of college.
Yeah.
Rose and I were literally talking about this the other day. Like, we just have 3 years now left of college.
I'm a little bit uncomfortable. Not gonna lie.
We graduated high school 8 months ago.
That's really crazy.
Yeah.
Because I do not feel like it was almost 9 months ago.
It felt like yesterday. I don't know. I still feel like I'm in the eighth grade, but it's fine. So, what we were thinking of doing, sort of as a chill type episode, since we're going on vacation, we wanted to sort of create, like, a vision board and think about the goals and the things that we want to accomplish. Because, you know, vacation is good, but it's also time for you to reflect on how you've been doing so far in the semester. Maybe not just, like, grades-wise, but also, like, physically and mentally. So, I was thinking we can, like, talk about that, and then when we come back, we can discuss how it went and stuff, and maybe you guys can also create your own goals and stuff like that, too. So what I was thinking first, we don't have to, like, physically create the vision board now. We can just, like, think about it and, like, jot some things down. But first, I think we have to identify what are the areas in our life right now that need the most fine-tuning. What would you say?
Maybe
that you've, like, been working on,
okay,
or...
I feel like maybe, like, my mental health, because of... Like, my grades are, like, really good right now, but at the same time, it's, like, I feel like I'm slacking a little, so, like, I wanted to get my grade up over spring break, and hopefully I do.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going to the gym a lot recently, so that's me, bettering my physical image.
Right. She snatched.
Thanks. What else? I don't know. I feel like I've been trying to get my 3 meals in a day, right, because it's like I'm working out, so it's like I need something to burn and stuff. I feel like I'm gonna get a lot of like serotonin over the break. So
so you said your grades and stuff, so you can make that into one section. What do you want to call that section? Like academics?
Yeah.
Okay. So one area you would be, so you can like make, like, a little T-chart or, like, graph, whatever you want. If you want, you can write it in your own notebook, too, like, whatever you want to do. So, it would be... One section would be academics.
Yeah.
And then you said you want to go to the gym more and keep up, like, with the work that you've been doing. So, I guess it would be, like, physical health. And then you said you wanted to get your mental health up. So, you could put, like, mental health.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you want to work on?
Not really.
Okay. So, for me, I would say physically, I think I'm okay. I mean, there's always room for improvement, but I want to definitely work on my mental health. I feel like I've been a little, like, jittery lately. Just, like, certain things just kind of, like, set me off, and then I find myself, like, pacing. So, definitely my mental health. School-wise, my goal is just to not leave all the work for last minute, because I want it to be, like, an actual break. And then I want to enjoy myself. I'm not going home for winter break. I'm going to be in different places, so I actually want to enjoy myself and not, like, overthink it too much, and actually have a good time meeting new people. So I guess that would be maybe, like, social, like, a social aspect. So I guess that's for me what I would like to work for. Yeah. So I can write that down. You want to hold it one second?
Yeah.
I guess while I write it down, how about, like, you can, like, brainstorm out loud. When it comes to academics, what specific goals do you, like, want to put in place?
Well, like I said, I want to get my grades up over spring break, so I checked all my syllabuses for extra credit that I could syllabi.
Syllabusy.
But I checked all of them to see what extra credit opportunities there are, and, like, there's ones that are, like, really easy, so I'm gonna end up doing them because some of my grades, not really, like, two of them.
Mm-hmm. Are just not up to your standards.
Yeah, they're not what I want them to be. Because, like, yeah, my GPA was good last semester, like, it was really good, I was on the dean's list, but I want it to be higher this semester, and then, like, keep it high, because, I don't know, I always, like, the first time going into something, like, first time going into, like, my AP courses, I always, like, try to take it easy, so, because I just looked at it as, like, an introduction, so, now that we went through a semester, I already know, like, I feel more familiar with how everything works, and I'm like, I think I got this now. Yeah. Like, there's room for improvement.
Yeah.
What else would I say? I feel like I want to, like, actually learn how to study, or, like, learn how I would best study, because, I don't know, like, history is just, I don't have a good memory, and it's, like, a lot of memorization, and I really don't have a good memory. Right. It's, like, I like it, but I don't know why I can't just absorb the information.
Me and math.
Yeah. Statistics. Ugh. Like, I don't want to do that, but there I am. I don't know another goal for academics. I think that's it, to be honest.
So, like, if you were to put that in two, let's say, three goals, three specific goals, one would be, get your grades up for those two classes. Another one would be learn how to study for yourself.
I'd say the third one would be, like, engage myself more in class, because it's, like, I don't really participate because of my fear of failure.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, having everyone in the class be like, damn, she said the wrong answer. Like, oh, I don't know.
Bro, turn around and whack him in the head, bro.
I would, but they're gonna be right, because it's, like, I did get it wrong.
Right.
But, yeah, I want to, like, try to participate more, because I'm scared. I'm scared. My teacher called on me today, math, but I got the answer right.
Okay.
Like, I knew what we were doing, so it was not anything.
Baby steps.
Rose. Yeah, you in the back. I was like, she's never done this before. She's never done that. She's never called on anyone like that, like, randomly.
She could sense that you wanted to work on it. She's part of the vision board.
Yeah.
I planted her.
You manifested.
I manifested, yeah. So, when it comes to physical, what are three specific goals that we can set?
Okay, I know this. I want to learn, like, various workouts with free weights, because I mainly suck on the machines, and I don't want to do that, because it's, like, it's very, like, uniform. Like, you can't, adjust it for how you want to do it. Like, yes, you can adjust the weight, but, like, that's pretty much kind of it.
Right.
Second one would be, I want to lose weight and tone myself up.
Okay.
You know, birthdays in summer.
Period.
Gotta show off.
Period. Bro, I gotta join. My birthday's, like, a couple days later.
Yeah.
Beach party.
Yeah. A third one. I want to get gains, too, though. Like, I want big legs. I like having big legs, because I play soccer. So I feel like it'll help me, like, I want to get muscle that'll help me be faster.
Okay.
Because I'm not that fast.
I'm not but even I got close stamina. To fast. I don't even have no stamina, so you are at a start already. Is that all your goals?
For that one.
And then mental, what would be three specific goals that you can set?
I feel like I want to be stable because I feel like I'm not stable, or like I'm not as stable as I want to be.
That's really all I wrote on mine, stability.
Because I don't know. I feel like I break easily sometimes, mm-hmm. and I try to like not show emotion because I feel like I show too much. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't really want to like always like have to talk to someone about it. Like it's good to, but I don't want to always like. Have rely it be that much others. Of a big deal, yeah. too. Yeah, like that, and then have mm-hmm. it just be that much of a big deal that I have to let it bother me that much. Like, I really don't want to let things bother me like that, but it's, like, the overthinking, and then it's, like, how much I let it affect me. I don't mm-hmm. want it to be like that, because it shouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
Another one, I would say, I feel like, I'm be more energized, and it comes a lot from, like, my mentality, because it's, like, I'll just come back from, like, or, like, be in class, and I'm, like, I'm so exhausted, and I don't know, like, why, and it's not even if I get a lot of sleep or not, because mm-hmm. I could get my full hours of sleep and then still feel, like, mentally drained, like, I just want to, I guess, up my mental capacity, because I don't know, I'm not where I want it mm-hmm. to be. A third one, I guess it would be, like, I don't know, sometimes I just, like, shut down, but it's not, like, I'm sad or anything, it's just, like, my mind will just go blank.
Yeah.
And it's, like, I'm fine, like, I'll dissociate.
Me dissociating everywhere.
So, like, I don't want that to happen a lot because I feel bad because I know that it concerns some people. Like, and they look at me and I look like I'm dyed. So,
you know. I look like a goldfish in a fish tank. I'm just looking around like, what? For me, okay, so for academics, three specific goals. If we look at assignments-wise, I could literally probably do by assignments in a way. So, do my math corrections and not leave that for last minute. Do my macroeconomics and not leave that for last minute. Everything is not procrastinating. And then a third one, maybe, like, just, like, use my planner and, like, actually plan things out. I feel like I could do that much better, especially since they already have everything that's gonna, like, come when we come back.
Yeah.
So I just want to, like, organize myself definitely a lot more. Yeah. Because I feel like I use, like, my planner and the other thing I have way more last semester, so I definitely want to use that.
Yeah, I would see you, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Like, on that.
I mean, I use my planner for, like, daily things, but the, like, monthly one I haven't been using that much, so I want to, like, get back into that, especially, like, yeah. towards the end of the semester, like, I want to do well.
Yeah, I put, like, I would put, like, your tests and, like, big assignments
yeah.
on that one, because that's what I do. Because my planner, like, my actual planner has the monthly one,
mm-hmm.
and then it has the individual days.
Yeah.
So I get to do both.
Yeah, I was looking, I was scrolling through it, what is this, not a phone? I was flipping, oh my god, the digital age. I was.
Okay, she planned it on a Kindle,
I guess. Oh my god. So I was flipping through, and I was looking at the months from last semester, and it was, like, color-coded, all the events were in there. I was like, okay, I want to get back to that level of organization. And it's fine, there's always, you can always reset.
So, yeah, it really works for me. Yeah. I feel like it works for both of us.
Yeah, to have things, like, structured out. Mentally, I also wrote down stability. That would be nice. So I guess, like, the first one, to not, like, freak out. That would be nice, to just be stable. Second one, I guess, like, allow myself to relax. I feel like mentally I'm always, like, on my A game, like, look at, and that's fine, but I want to, like, chill and, like, not.
Yeah, because it doesn't have to always be like yeah. that.
And then a third one, I would say, I can't really think of. Maybe, like, write out my feelings more a little. Journal, maybe.
Yeah, I want to do that, but, like, at the same time, I'm, like, I don't know where to start.
Yeah, me either.
And, I don't know. Because I literally have the mental health thing, and I wanted to start using it, the Mindful Oz book, and I want to start using it, but I literally have no idea what to do.
Yeah, I have this journal that my sister got me for Christmas with actual prompts, but I have that. I do a couple.
Yeah, I literally have a book that's like 52 weeks or something.
I think something the one that I got you, right?
You got me one, too.
Yeah.
But my godmother got me one, too, like, before that. And I still haven't used it.
You're going to be manifesting, like, on three separate books. One in English, one in Spanish.
One Japanese.
Yeah, yeah. Practice your Japanese. social life. I wrote down, like, make new friends. Because, obviously, I'm going to go to Mia's, and she's probably going to invite, like, her friends over. So I want to, like, be able to. And also, I'm going for that, too. I also wrote, don't be so too socially, but, don't be too socially awkward. I feel like sometimes when I'm in new situations, I kind of close myself up, so I want, since I'm meeting a lot of new people over this break, it's really intimidating, but I don't want to let that get to me, and I want to, I guess, like, one goal is be sociable, like, be open to meet new people and be okay with that. Be comfortable with what makes me uncomfortable, I guess, like, step out of my comfort zone, and then, just have, like, a good time, like, try not to, it just all comes down to, like, no overthinking, I guess, and then, I guess, to, like, go on to the next thing, so, what are, like, some things that we can do over the break? Like, specific things, like, maybe, like, a spa day, or making sure we don't sleep in too late, or, like, what are some specific things that you feel like you can do that would better help you, like, fulfill these goals?
I feel like, academically, I'm really gonna do some of my extra credit, because it's, like, the extra credit for my classes are due at the end of the year, so it's, like, if I get some out of the way right now, I'll visibly see the change of my average before the end of the year, like, so I don't have to be, like, lose motivation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just, like, do a few assignments. I won't do all of it, but, like, gradually I will do all of it. Right. Hopefully, that's really what I want to do. Mentally, and like you said, like, I want to have time to, like, for myself to have a break, so I just don't want to spend my whole spring break doing extra credit.
Yeah.
Mentally, I feel like I would want a day where I could just be with my dogs, Tequiran Tecate, on the bed, just laying there, because, to be honest, like, they really were, like, my ESAs, because of COVID, and for them, too, I'm kind of, like, their emotional support person, because they have bad separation anxiety, so that makes three of us.
You all help each other out.
Yeah.
So I guess, like, just taking a day for yourself to, like, be present
with them. I want to reconnect with them, basically. Because, right. Like, obviously, yes, I'm still connected to them, and they, and we both are aware, we, all three of us are aware of it, but
yeah.
I want to just focus on us three, because they're my babies. And they bring me a lot of serotonin.
They should, that's good.
Physically, I'm going to be going to the gym, probably, like, 5 to 6 days out of the week. So maybe I'll go, like, 6 days out of, like, the whole spring break. Because my mom wants to go with me, and I'm down to go with her. And my cousin is coming, like, tomorrow to our house, and she also wants to go to the gym with me. And I'm all up for it, because I'm really trying to get my body where I want it to be.
And it's good also because you get to spend time with your mom and your cousin.
It's never boring. Yeah. I know, like, here, like, I love my friends, but it's, like, So I've had to go to the gym by myself, and it's, like, I don't mind once I'm there, but it's, like, I get really, like, bad social anxiety, because I'm, like, everyone's looking at me, like, I look stupid, like, I look out of place, because, like, I'm in, like, sweatpants and a whole crew neck or a hoodie, and everyone else is, like, naked. yeah. It's like spandex, muscle tees, or tank top, and I'm like,
yeah, I always,
you know, like, I want to have that confidence, but I feel like I'm like, but I think about it, I'm like, you know what, like, they were at where I am right now, they were there before,
right?
Like, they, you have to start somewhere, so yeah, I hope, like, it'll help, you know.
Yeah,
It's fun to go with people, though. Like, I really like going with people. It's just, it's not even, like, we're talking all the time. It's like, no, I just,
yeah, it's just
like,
the company. Presence of yeah. having other people. No, I got that for sure.
For me, like, specific things, socially, what I can do is, try to go out, try to not stay in my little bubble. Mentally, I want to have a day where I just, like, watch Netflix or, like, watch a movie and just, like, relax. And then academically, definitely, like, not do that all the time, but also find time to do it, too, and not procrastinate it. Mm-hmm. So if you could come up with, like, a mantra, like, or, like, a quote that you want to kind of, like, exemplify what you want your spring break to be, what would that be?
I remember I had a homework when I wrote reflection,
mm-hmm.
and I said that one of the way that the guys was talking about living, I wanted to live my life by,
mm-hmm.
so I'm gonna say, oh, it's Marcus Aurelius, he said, do every act of your life as if it were your last, and mm-hmm. I really enjoy hearing that quote, because mm-hmm. it's like, it's something that I would like to follow too, because it's like, you know, you never know.
Right.
It sucks to say, but you really never know. So, you should live your life as, you know, if it was your last day.
Yeah.
Because it's that's like, you'll true. Always have fun. It always. And that's how I want my spring break to be. I want it good. To be like, I live to the fullest.
It always comes down to YOLO.
That's your mantra.
Yeah. In between a couple, I guess I could read you, there's this one that I like, it's like, friendly reminder, you aren't required to impress anyone with your life choices.
Yeah.
Or also, stop saying sorry for simply existing. That's me all the time, because I say sorry for everything. Yeah.
Thankfully, I've been past that point in my life. I'm trying to get you past that point in your life, and yeah. you know that.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
But I think I like this one. It has a picture of a koi fish, and I think it's kind of cute. It says, I may not be able to face... Damn. My Pinterest just glitched. All right. So it's like, I may not be able to face my entire life, but I can handle today. So I think it just means, like, take it one day by day. Time, yeah. Not overthinking, like, what are we going to do tomorrow? No. It's like, this is what's happening today, and I'm going to handle that. So I think that's what I'm going to try to do. Self-care.
Yeah. It's kind of like living the moment.
The song for Spring Break Week is Self-Care by Mac Miller. So listen to it. So Rose is going to start working on her physical area right now, because she's going to head out to the gym.
Yeah.
And I am going to mentally organize myself and try to maybe pack one more time.
Oh my goodness. This is would be her third time.
Oh my god. So we're going to head out, but we want to let you guys know that we're thinking about you, and we really hope that you all have a fun spring break. Please be safe. If you are traveling, take care of yourself physically, mentally.
Yes.
Don't be alone. If you're going home, enjoy yourself with your family. Don't let them walk all over you. And simply just have a good time, but
yeah.
not too good of a time where you
enjoy yourself.
Are unsafe.
Don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid.
Be safe, please. In many ways, any way you can think of, do it. Yep. Follow it. Be safe.
Yep. If you're going somewhere warm, wear sunscreen.
Yeah.
Not us though. It's cold.
It is cold.
All right. Here. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you soon on
And They Were Roommates.
Oh my god, they were roommates.